that way, don't we? Me and CJ can use that one.
That's calm.
No, we can't make it.
Oh, yeah, I'll edit the rest out. But yeah, the Own Record Podcast, here for another episode. To my right this week, you've got Spoken Word Podcast again. Yo.
CJ.
Jay.
Back again.
In case you forgot.
Oh, we should call it Spoken Record Fam.
Spoken Record Fam. Always link up, innit? And then we've got TJ to my left and Sam, guests here today. Obviously, you might have been here before, but yeah, we normally just speak on whatever. Flipping. This week, obviously, what we were going to talk about, I mean, before you went on this, we were talking before you while you were setting up. Basically, have a little conversation before this about, like, say if your parents don't accept your partner, what, like, kind of how does that work for you, and how much, to what extent do you listen to them? And obviously, how, what do you think on that as someone right now? I guess that's kind of, if you're down to speak on that.
Oh, me? Well, right now, because I haven't met the parents, innit?
Yeah.
It's calm. So, we're walking towards, like, me and the girl walking towards a position where it's harder for them to say, like, no to us being together. So, once I, like, finish everything and I got a career in that, and then obviously, then she presents me to, like, her family. You know, it should be fine. I feel like I should give a context to that, innit?
So, what I was asking you the other week, innit? Like, you see, if you meet them and they're like, yo, like, we're not on this, like, and she is. Does that affect you? And even at this point, we haven't met them yet. But you know, like, if they found out, does that not make you feel a type of way? If you know what I'm saying?
Ish. Like, I already told her, and like, in terms of like my family, they know. If, for instance, obviously, I do everything I need to do, blah blah blah. So I got a job, I'm doing well, and then when I go meet the parents, and they say no, and like it's gonna become like a thing, I'll leave it. I'll just be like, thank you. It's been nice. Go my own way.
Must have cost
you. Do you think realistically, how long have you been together?
Well, because we haven't been, it's over a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be hard to weather, but I've made myself mentally ready to be like, yeah, I'll see you later, because there's a big chance that the parents will not approve.
But how, if you've never met them, how do you know they're not going to?
Because of lack.
Yeah, but they
that's
might.
That's the main dynamic in this situation.
Oh, no, like, that's the end. They're very traditional, because they're not white, they're Asian, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're from Bengali. But they're quite traditional in that sense, like,
yeah.
And with so being someone that's black is a bit wild.
Yeah.
That's mad. Does that not make you feel like if it was me and I met a girl and she was like, "Yo, my parents don't really fuck with you like that, or my culture doesn't fuck with you," I don't think I would bother. Do you know what I'm saying? In the first place, do you know what I'm saying?
Would you? When you say that your has she said this to you that her parents have been saying things already? Like,
No. We talk about it a lot, about the situation a lot, because we have to, because it's one of the situation. Like, in terms of obviously me and her, we fuck with each other, we're cool. But it's just her parents
may
not obviously fuck with me. And that's something that we've been, you know.
But what do you think? Around. Like, you said, because you're black, yeah, but you said, because your religion is.
Yeah, it was.
Can you state that now?
I'm Christian / Muslim, basically, mainly Christian, but in terms of being with her, I want to fully, I guess, convert to Islam, so that way, there's
so
no.
But in that way, you're pledging yourself to her, like,
I'm
reverting to this religion,
so
your parents should be able to accept me anyway, regardless of the,
true, obviously, that's what we would hope, innit, but you never know, like, especially because she's the oldest, she's the only girl, it makes things difficult, and I can understand that, so it's weird.
It's loving it. Love wins in the end, isn't it?
You didn't need to like check the water beforehand, though. Like when you say like, "Oh, mum, dad, if I was dating a black girl," like, that's what I would. She would have to do that, and then have to go on like a phone call with me.
Do you know what? You may as well test it over COVID during Zoom. That's the way to go.
Yeah,
Zoom call. Do a Zoom call.
You know why? Because she's very religious. So we're not dating. So that's the thing. Like we're not dating. We just know we're gonna be together. And we talk regularly. Like. So it's like, so we don't do anything except like we're not dating.
Yeah.
So she can't even say I'm dating someone because that's not allowed.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening. So that was.
But they know that she's talking to like.
That makes even harder.
What?
That makes it even harder, doesn't it?
What?
Religiously, no.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be talking to men unless. They're like,
but this thing with you know it's gonna be a issue with you. It's not to do religion. It's more culture.
Probably. Yeah.
Because like,
it can't be religion.
No, but it's an issue within. Their mentality with the culture, because he's like you said, he's Muslim as well, so that shouldn't be an issue. It's just they want to be dating outside the race or whatever. Isn't it?
So another question to you, obviously, if you fully convert to Islam and then it doesn't work out, are you only looking for?
Have you taken a shahada?
Question time, you know.
I thought about it. I told her literally, like, if it doesn't happen, because I know I'm gonna be very hurt by it, because obviously I like this girl a lot, innit?
Yeah.
Like, in terms of like to the religion, the culture, and where I'm going to hate it for a while, like yeah. for a long time. I'm going to hate Islam, like the country that she's from.
Honestly, it goes like it goes
south. Like I said, I want to hate it for a while because obviously because of that it took away yeah. this girl yeah. from me. Mm. So for a while, I want to hate it. It's going to be strong for a while.
Then, yeah, we're asking you like. Oh, what would you do? Why would she just like say to her parents like, "Come, that's fine." Why would she not cut her parents off? Innit?
I wouldn't allow that.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. No, allow, no, I wouldn't. Okay, I wouldn't allow her to do that because that's not fair. She's been with her family all her life, and obviously, yeah, she like we want to be together. But I really thought if it's gonna put so much of a strain on her family that it's gonna call her off, I won't let her do that because she has. In terms of with her family, they have a very like. Their culture is very family orientated.
Yeah.
And living in her house is very family orientated. So I don't want to be the one to mess that up and but get a call.
My thing is, look, oh, hey, I feel like I'm bullying you in it. No. My thing is, yeah, once they find out, you don't know how they're going to react in it. So if they start moving mad anyways, you just like, I've locked it off with you. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that. I get that. But like literally, if it does get too far, I'll just lock it off and they can.
Yeah.
One question, have you taken your shahada?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Like, I'm waiting until. So my initial reaction, their reaction on me. So if the first reaction is like 50-50, then I'll take it. If it's like,
wait, explain more. Like, you coming in a durag, by the way?
No! Whoa, listen, it's gonna be a trim, gonna be a shirt.
I haven't seen you like a durag in like, what, like maybe a year.
Nah, listen. You don't
but the thing is that they need to, you know. Get with the times, innit? Because your daughter,
they're a different generation. Like,
I know. I'm talking from their perspective. Like, she's not the only one that's doing this. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
That's
But if you're going like the rest of your mixed race, aren't
you? Yeah.
Me too. I'm gonna say we're like, you've got a different dynamic, innit?
But like, say for instance, like people in your family might be like, oh, you come home with a white girl.
I don't matter. I've come with every colour, creed, religion, don't matter. It don't matter.
Our parents are already.
They can't see.
We're from a.
Yeah.
I don't think. Oh yeah, I think my parents care too much, innit?
Yeah, I don't have that issue.
My mom's background is just like.
Yeah, mixed a bit.
Obviously, I hear like religion, like that's a value. Obviously, I guess that's in. Do you know what I'm saying? You want to share that kind of stuff with us, but I don't really fuck with if someone's like, oh. Just colour of your skin, or like.
Obviously, it's wrong, but I do get it.
You know? You can't help the colour of your skin, yeah.
Of course.
But stuff like, okay, you're saying she's her family's family oriented. I'm guessing they're big on education and all that as well.
I guess.
Like you need to, they want you to be educated, stuff like that. Have a good salary, blah blah blah. You're taking your masters right now.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, make sure you smash that out, bro. The shit you can help, make sure that's on.
That's
unlocking. Yeah. Have that unlock.
Let me ask all of you this, innit?
But that's if you want to do it.
I'm not even trying to take this away from like. I don't want to take this away from
I just feel like it's with everything that you said. That's why I was just sitting down and listening. Like it sounds like a big risk. Number one, you said, like they don't like black people and stuff like.
I don't think it's that. They don't want her daughter dating black people.
If their mindset is like that, I'm guessing like they have family members whereby their mindset is also like that. And if not, then maybe they've excluded other family members because they don't agree with them. But the likelihood is that other family members have the same mindset as them. So even if they accept you, then let's say it comes to Christmas and they have like cousins around or whatever. It's just like they could be looking at you with like how long can you go on with that? Do you get me? Like and you have to remember that you're gonna be with her for 25+ years. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? Just look at like that. That's how I usually picture it. Like it's a someone going.
It's cool of a century.
Do you get what I mean? Like it's life. Do you get?
Honestly, as long as her immediate family accepts me, I could not care less about this.
No, because you got to think you're gonna be going to these weddings.
No, I get that, and I fully get that. As long as her immediate family accepts me, the rest I am bothered. That's the most important, isn't it?
Obviously, the immediate family is calm for you.
Yeah, if the immediate family is calm for me, so the mom, dad, siblings. If they're cool enough to be like, you know what, our daughter's happy, he's gonna look after our daughter, blah blah blah.
Yeah, but you gotta think like, then you got your weddings coming in, they're gonna come to that. Do you wanna?
Yeah, but how often?
How often
do you see the extended family anyway? Like, what, once a year, maybe.
Yeah, but if it's very family oriented,
she's in the extended family bears.
Okay. Bears. So that's what I'm saying. You have to be in that room. You know,
I don't have to be in there. I don't have to be in there. Like I said, if they want to accept me, like it's cool. Like, if they go to a family thing, I'll drop her off, do your thing, I'll go do my thing.
But that's calm for the short period.
Yeah,
you start having kids, yet.
Yeah, no. I get
you'd be like,
I
fuck your aunt. You can't be doing them things, innit?
If that's how it's going to be, that's how it's going to be. Like, I'm ready to deal with that. And like I said, sometimes if they're... it is a big deal. Yeah. It is a big deal, and it will hurt.
No, it's calm, man.
But you deal with it. It's life. Life goes on, man.
How old are you, like? 22.
How old am I? I'm 24. I forget.
At that age, I just don't think I would be able to make that big of a decision. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
But in your situation, you said like down your family, your nan, your grandma was Muslim or something like that. But obviously, your family was Christian. But you said you are going to take your shahada.
Yeah.
What is the reason for doing that? Are you doing that for?
Oh, just a confirmation to that. Now you're
Like being baptized.
I don't want to say yes because I don't fully know.
It's not necessarily the same as being baptized, it's like confirming that you're now Muslim. I can't remember what exactly it is, but I know we're roughly, that's when the imam accepts that Allah is God and stuff like that. I don't want to say something incorrect, but once, are you doing that for your own reasons, your purpose, or because of her?
Oh no, I'm doing it for her, because we, me and religion, I don't care about religion, honestly. I don't know.
Okay then, so you might be doing it for the wrong reasons then.
No. Ish, yes, we can say that. Only because of how I feel about religion. Like,
okay.
I have a very, I don't say negative.
Okay, but you said you've been seeing her for over a year now, but you're not dating her for a bit. Can you see it long term?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, are you willing to risk it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I'll say though? It's probably even harder in your case because it's not like you can at least say, oh, we're together, and then they can say, oh, this is what they currently think of you, the situation. It's like one of them was, you come to just spring on them, oh, we're getting married, you know what I mean? Because you can't actually tell them. You're preempting, oh, they may be...
True, yeah. You're preempting the worst.
Yeah, but you can't actually confirm that they are or not doing it because you can't, like,
yeah,
actually be seen.
Kind of test
that's what it's hard.
Do you know how much an Asian wedding is?
Yeah, but I'm saying,
20 racks, you know.
It's mad expensive.
Yeah,
but,
like, normal weddings are
mad
expensive.
Yeah.
Like, Asian weddings are crazy.
Yeah, great, you know what I'm saying, man. But that's another thing as well. Will your side of the family be invited?
Oh, of course. Why not?
They've accepted you, but not the rest of the family.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They will, because my family have accepted her. Like, all my family know about her.
But it's not necessarily about what we think is right. It's their views, and you remember what we think is right. You're like is general many times, but sometimes it's also subjective. So they might think that it's right to not accept certain black people, but we don't think it's right. So if they don't think it's right, there's nothing you can do. I mean, if they think what they're doing is right, there's nothing we can do about that.
True,
that's true. That's true.
So vice versa, if your family is proper, like, what would you do then?
That would be a bit more difficult. But if, for instance, I've gotten as invested as I have, like right now, and then I told my family, then I think I'll go against my family. Because I've invested so much.
So then, like, back to my question, why would you not want her to go against her family? Just because you would do it, you're willing to do it. But if she's willing to do it, would you not let her?
Because, with her family, they're very together, like them man. And obviously, my family, even though, we're a family, is not as tight currently. So I feel like I can do that. Because I'm more independent in terms of fully my own person.
But you don't rely on your family.
Yeah, whereas with her, they're still like, it's more. Their family's more involved in everything.
Is it one of those ones where if she was to do something they don't want, they will like say, all right, we're cutting you off?
I would hope not.
Because if it is, then I could probably explain the reason why you say I don't want her to do that. But for your family, because I'm guessing like if they were saying, oh, we don't approve, and you go against it, they're gonna be like, okay, of course he's a family. He's always gonna be family, innit? You can come back at any time.
Obviously, you know what I'm saying. My family would definitely be like that. With hers, I don't fully know. They could accept, or they could literally cut her off. But it's weird. We don't know until we actually try.
So then, what would you guys do in that situation? Obviously,
I was thinking, I don't want to keep. Okay.
I'm
gonna say in general, to add to that, to what you were doing in this situation, like in general, kind of what would your values be? I guess when like going for like dating someone else. Do you know what I'm saying? With you, obviously, like, what would you do in that situation if some like barrier like that came about?
If I know I'm not welcome, especially for what I look like.
Wait, are we talking about that same situation or back
simple,
to
like,
the
say for example, so for example, like what you look like, or culture, religion, yeah, culture, backgrounds, job, anything like anything they don't like you for.
I'm not even gonna give them my energy.
That's what I'm,
if I know I'm not welcome, especially because of this or whatever. I'm just not gonna give that time.
We have to take into account the time and the emotions and invested with the girl, with the partner.
Did you know, like, at the beginning, I suppose, for you, did you know that was kind of what I found as well? Or did you
I can't lie. Obviously, because I knew she's Asian, I can visibly see that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know within Asian and black people, sometimes there's friction.
Yeah.
So realistically, I never should have pursued her. And she even told me, like, you know, blah, 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 there's no point.
Yeah.
So if anything does happen, it's initially
that's
my
fault.
Stubborn, isn't it?
I was warned, I was told.
Yeah. With her parents, their angle, whatever, might not be targeted at you. It might be targeted at their own door, because it's like, you know your traditional values.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
That's still
what I'm
really like, kind of like about him. Do you get?
It is about him as well.
I don't know. When I look at like potential like someone I might date, I always think to myself like, right, like I think about the big picture.
I always think,
yo, like wait a second, what are their parents gonna think of me? What are the potential things that are gonna happen? Obviously, you know about things that have happened. It might like situations I've had that would make me think now, like, right, like let me be careful about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Retrospectively, you think about
like who, like where? Not even.
But then for your situation, it wasn't the family that wasn't behind you.
True, no, but it's just like a general, like it's a cultural barrier. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just from that, like from then, I felt like let me think about who I might pursue and what I think. Do you know what I mean? What their family be like? I feel like you can get a pretty good picture of what their family's gonna be like from them and kind of without having to ask them. Literally being like, yo, what are you on? And kind of subtly ask questions where you can get come to an answer where it's like, okay, let me leave you because this is just gonna be long. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion because
I think I'll share the same opinion. Well, it depends what the family don't like me for. Or like, say for instance, mum was like, oh, I don't like the girl I was seeing. I need to know why she didn't like it.
If she was like, I just don't like her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know the ones who say, like, I don't.
Do you know what though? My mom, if I was to do that, cause my mom just speaks in it. She will never just she will actually give explanations as to why she says things.
Oh, I don't know.
She won't just sit there and just say that.
My mom didn't like my sister's boyfriend, didn't it? Like, well, none of us really liked him. But like, yeah, my mom's like, I can't describe it. She kind of would say like, oh, she's kind of like, I told you so kind of person. But like,
nah.
She, and like, I can't describe it. It's very much like,
yeah.
She'll make a point and like, you know, it's a point. You'll be like, oh, I should ignore it. So when she's like, oh, I don't like him. She was like, I'm just gonna leave it at that, I'm not even gonna like keep going about it. And then they just like started arguing in it. And that's when my sister moved to Amsterdam. Mom was like, oh, no, I'm not gonna like stop you, but she's very
your sister
like,
moved to Amsterdam because of you?
Yeah, like so she moved out and then got a job and everything. And so I've come back and really like, yeah, I'm not messing with them anymore. Mom was really, like, she didn't say like I told you so, but you just was like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I support our families, but like,
well, love is mad, you know, like doing the most for like another person, like,
yeah. Like, but then like, I feel like there's times where people. I feel like even in your own family, there'll be times when someone like your cousin, someone brings someone back and be like, you don't know what you're saying. You're like, but I remember one time one of my cousins brought someone back and I was like, there was nothing wrong with the person's race rate thing. I was just shocked that they brought that race back in it. But I was like,
do you know what?
it's
funny because see, my immediate family are not like this, but obviously, you know, your immediate family, you've got certain siblings or cousins of these people. So I got a cousin. Is that a family? You know them family functions at like a barbecue like once a year or something. I went there and I got a cousin. He brought to the function some like white, but not British white, like some British like Russian white girl, innit?
Yeah.
And then my dad's sister was like, came up to her, bluntly was like, oh, does your family know that you're dating a black man or something like that? I heard that. What I told, didn't I?
I'm
like,
gonna find any of those people in your family, innit? Like,
but what's she saying?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, I feel like it's like
first time meeting the family.
No, let me have because I feel like
your parents still here.
No, let me have because I feel like you need those people in your family, innit? Because those people that will ask questions that you don't want to ask, innit? Like, so my cousin brought that guy back. Like my aunt kind of was like, she's a bit drunk here, so when she gets drunk, she'll probably like grab his face, like, your teeth are proper nice, and like, do you understand? So I was like, he just needs to understand, like, she wasn't being like rearing people, she's like grabbing his face and stuff. But like, she was willing to ask questions that none of us would ask, innit? Like,
yeah,
we're like.
don't know, sometimes it become a bit awkward, they might put that.
Yeah, but I feel like when you go to meet someone's family, you know it's gonna be awkward, like even if you're meeting the parents, they're gonna agree about something, innit?
I don't know, man.
Do you know what's mad?
All the time.
But do you know what's what's mad though? Whenever I've been involved with a girl, the family never ask me questions, but they seem to like me, but they don't ask questions to me. I'm calm.
Taking consideration your age.
Yeah.
You were younger. Now you get older. If you was to go and meet a girl's family, you'll get grilled because you're back. Because at this age, it's more than just, you know, you're younger. It's gonna be, you know, marriage, all that stuff. You get grilled because they have to know what they're doing today.
What job they're on, what their
so what,
are.
You lot are saying that, oh, you're going to meet someone's family and they'll just cuss you for no reason.
They're going to ask questions.
You lot are saying, good.
As in, like, questions, like, you know, like, what you do with
Of course, of course. All like, you're getting 21 questions.
All I've had, Max, was like, oh, so what you studying at uni, and that's it, and then I just get fed food, innit, and that's it.
That's a good life for you, family.
Well, maybe I want
to
see.
But I want them to ask you questions, but they need to know about you, innit?
Do you know what? They probably ask the person, innit? And then they probably just give them whatever date that they want
to
give them.
When you go back to the house and see the parents, what race are they? Like, what's your experience? You say you just get fed food and all that. Like, can you bring an example?
What was the food?
Do you know what? It's been hit. I can't even remember. You know them stir fries. No, it's not stir fries. It's like, you know them stir fries. The last one was white. Okay. It was stir fries. No, it's not Asian, but it was decent.
But when they ask you questions, anything, do you feel like, oh, this asking just genuine questions, like, what do you do, what do you study, what do you want to do in the future, or do you think it's like, you get them kind of racial questions?
It's genuine questions. They're just personally, genuine questions. They're not too much.
If they don't ask you big questions, then they don't really take you seriously.
That's what I'm thinking.
You need to question that partner as well, because that means she might not have been giving, like, good news about you. Because, like, obviously, if they're giving good news, with this guy, we like him, like, they'll be looking forward to meeting you, and then they'll ask you their questions.
Even if they already know, they'll
still ask you personally.
Yeah, they've asked me. It's been a good reception. Like, you can just tell if you're accepted or not. They'll probably be like, oh, yeah, he's at uni, so he's doing well.
So I feel like sometimes people are very, like, in your face. They can be like, oh, that's calm. Yeah, that's cool. When you leave the house, you don't know what they've said.
You always get always feel like that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like if someone was talking about, like, oh, their mum is kind of cool with me. If they then, like, if you're not asking me any questions, I'll just automatically think, like, nah, they've gone to another room and I'll start.
Well, maybe, like, as you said, isn't it? Like, it's not really that their daughter might not have just said anything about you. Like, you might just be like, oh, he's not in serious. I don't know what I said.
It's true, 100.
No, because you just take your girlfriend to meet your mum straight away.
Well, no girl is meeting my mum.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, everyone's doing
it. Because, like, for example, in final year, when I was in accommodation now, this girl, she had a boyfriend, like, maybe every month. Like, I was thinking, like,
a new one.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, you need to know what you want, type of thing. Like, do you get what I mean?
Because her parents meeting the new men every week.
I'm not even sure, but all I know is that
that's crazy.
She was with a guy for a bit, and then after, I broke up with my boyfriend. I'm thinking, like, you need to know what you want. And because I'm not close with her like that, I can't really have that conversation with her. Do you get what I mean? In case it gets taken the wrong way. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, when it got to a stage whereby I could speak to her about certain things, yeah, like, she started living with her latest boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Living. Which was, like, in, like, Southampton, innit? So. Then she was living with him, so, like, even before that, like, I met her mum, and I was just guessing, like, okay, her mum seems cool and everything, yeah, so I'm guessing, like, all the boyfriends that she did have.
So you've met her mum?
No, her mum came to visit her, and because we're in the same accommodation, we bumped heads in the kitchen, so then...
Wait, what color is this girl, by the way?
Why does that even matter?
I just want to know.
I can't even... She's white, but I can't remember what country she's from. But anyway, by the vibe of her mum, I'm guessing that she's very close to her mum. Yeah. She will tell her mum about her boyfriends. Because if she's telling me that she's got a boyfriend, I'm guessing that she probably did tell her mum. But they seem close, do you get what I mean? So I'm just assuming that, okay, she told her mum, and, like, it's a thing whereby, like, how many times are you gonna like take your partner to your parents? You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. Like, you need to know what you want. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this question here, because you asked me why. Okay, if you're dating like quite a lot, are you telling your mom you date every girl you date?
Why not? If you have that relationship,
it's like once a month, you're dating. Okay,
if you have that relationship,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But
like,
the thing is, though,
why not? I'm not saying you have to.
Well, so now she knows your body.
I'm not saying every single female.
I'm not saying like one person. I'm serious.
I'm not saying every single female has to meet her, but she can know. Like, if I just say, oh, I'm seeing this girl, like, just.
But here's the thing, though. If you meet a girl and then you go on one or two dates, you don't mean to tell your parents. That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
No. I'm saying it just depends. You can have a relationship with your parents where literally, like. Some people have a relationship with their friends where they're like, oh, best friends. I'm not saying that to be down. But if you just casually tell them, yeah, I'm, you know, oh, I'm dating this girl, and then the next time, like, or whatever.
I'm
not saying me, but just on the phone, just saying, even if you're telling them, oh, no, I'm beating this girl, like, literally, why not? If they're your parents, if you have that relationship with them, why not? Mm. She might have that relationship with her mom.
So you have that relationship.
To a certain extent, yes, I can tell my mom I'm just messing about with this girl. Yeah. To a certain extent,
I'm not telling my that's long for me. Like,
what stage, are you lot gonna like tell your parents that, like, what's like the month period that you'll tell your parents that, okay, this person's my
how many months? Like,
it's 3 months too long or too short?
It's all depends on who it is and how fast.
Because here's the thing, though, if you're living at home with your parents, though, and they're gonna come to visit you at your house, they're gonna by default see your parents, so you're gonna have to introduce them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, it's not because you come into my house.
My parents, yeah, that I'm with someone, yeah, it will be at least 6 months.
Six months.
What do you think? That's 6 months. I told my mom quite early, actually, because the one I'm seeing now, like, I knew it was serious anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know it's serious, you know from early whether someone's on.
Were you like friends before you got into a relationship?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, you was friends for a while. And
so
then
I met her a year before, like, through a friend.
Okay.
And then didn't speak for some time, then got in contact earlier this year.
Okay.
So yeah, we built like a foundation before.
Okay.
So I said to her, like, this ain't gonna be some, you know, in and out thing, like 6 months. I'm not gonna introduce you to my mom, and then things happen, split or whatever, and then that's long. So I knew anyway it was gonna be serious. It depends on the situation. Uh-huh. And
exactly.
With the one you're seeing in particular, you said you're not dating it.
Mm-hmm.
Does your parents
you're not dating by name, innit?
Does your parents know you're seeing it?
Yeah, my parents know.
You are dating like that.
Yeah, technically, you are, in terms of we're dating, but not
like,
in a traditional sense.
You're not going to do a thing with anyone else, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you are kind of exclusive.
Yeah, so okay, not in a traditional sense of dating, but
you're talking.
Yeah, even my nan knows about it. I don't even tell my nan stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone around my family knows about it. But that's only because, obviously, it's been more than a year. And even, I think, from the first couple months, because we can't kiss, we can't. We can't do nothing, so we're forced to talk to each other. So
you can't even kiss her.
You're forced to talk. So we talk about everything. So, like, in terms of like a normal relationship, based on like 6 months, we probably pack that 6 months and maybe like a month or two, because all we do is just constantly talking and getting to know each other. Like, so I know her so much, like more than I would, let's say, like in a normal relationship where it might have taken maybe a year or so to know that person.
Does anyone know on her side that you're talking to her sort of friend?
She's told like one of her close friends. I'm even friends with that friend as well. So like we're like a trio. Sometimes we go out and stuff like that and we chill. So like there is, you know, there's that. Obviously you always want more, but there is something.
Did you meet her from Bournemouth Uni, if you don't mind me asking?
No, on placement.
I'm on placement.
Like, yeah, it was like same placement together.
Parents gonna listen in. How they gonna know?
Could you like date anyone that like hadn't talked to anyone, like their friends or any of their family?
I'm kind of feeling like you're not really. If they've not told anyone, that's a little bit.
Yeah,
some people are just very private, though.
Nah, but like, you're not telling anyone.
Haven't told anyone.
Yeah,
they don't rate.
If they haven't told anyone, why would they even go out with them in public? You know what I mean? Like, if they haven't told anyone, like, could you even go out in public? Because you're gonna see someone somewhere. and you're like, oh, what are you going to say? Like, yeah, we're just friends. Like, that is not your partner. If they can do that, that is not your partner. Straight.
I hear that, I hear that. You're not exclusive if they haven't told anyone about you.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. That part of it is difficult. But the only way, in terms of why our situation is different, is because obviously, religiously and culturally, she's not. She shouldn't be with a guy. So that's why it's, I guess it's easier for her to accept no one knowing.
Yeah.
But we do.
Because of the rules, isn't
yeah, because of the rules and stuff. But you won't be like, we've probably argued about that many times over the like months. Like, fam, like, I can't even, another friend don't know about me. But I have to be patient and kind of understand it's with her, it's very difficult for them to, because it's not accepted. And she's someone that follows the rules.
Like, I feel like if you can't tell her friends about you, if she can't tell her friends about you other than one, does that not like, to me that's like a red light. Like,
yeah, no, no, I get what you're saying. But I have to also understand it from her point of view.
Yeah.
So that's why I can accept it.
But that's what I'm saying. So like, if her friends will have that same point of view, you're not only trying to impress her family, you've got to now impress her friends.
Oh, no, 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 her friends will be calm. Like, their friends know of me, they know of me, they know my name, they know who I am, they just don't know of us, if that makes sense. Like, one or two of them, well, no, only one of them knows that we're together, but the rest of them do know about me, they know I exist. So at least there's that, whereas everyone else, so everyone knows I don't exist, in a way, you know what I mean?
Okay.
For me, I'm very much like, at least let your friends know about. If you're too scared to your family, that's fair enough, because like I said,
no, because
they're probably going to meet my family for a good couple of months.
Her friends are religious and that, like that as well, so if people know, humans are trash. They're gonna talk, and then if it gets the family, it's, you know,
it's that's not a friend. That's
it might have been an accidental slip kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying.
Yeah, my boy, we were talking about that the other day. Like, you see, you gotta be careful you tell things, because they might not even mean to. But like,
yeah, exactly.
In a sense, like, men, as a collective, we're kind of dumb in a sense, where like we'll let certain slip without even meaning to.
I thought that was girls though that talk, because you know the girls are the. What's on anyone does that?
Girls talk like, nah. If they want to tell someone, they will tell them. And they'll be like, oh, don't tell anyone this, and they'll just gossip. But men, I feel like women are smart in it. They'll like, no, like, you'll say something about your boy, and they'll clock something, like 2 + 2 in it, and then suddenly they know you're on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Just to add to like what I said earlier, yeah, about like, oh, not telling like your friends or whatever, yeah. I feel like with that as well, there's probably a time limit, do you know what I mean? You need to know that, okay. Well, for me anyway, I need to know that, okay, I'm serious about this person before I like now start telling people. Like, before that, I don't think I'll be telling many people, but I feel like for some other people, that's how it is with them as well.
People complicate it more than it is.
I feel like it's your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was seeing someone, I wouldn't care if you got found out.
Like, yeah, if you're happy enough to spend time with that person.
I feel like your friends are there, like, obviously they're judging it. Yeah. Like,
you have to think, you guys are looking at it from a...
Different
from your point of view. From my point of view, this is not allowed. What's happening is not allowed.
This is going to be really forbidden. How do like they expect us to meet a man then?
We've spoken about this as well. Like, I get onto her about the whole circumstance. Like, even though I shouldn't say it's stupid, like, I tell her like it's dumb, it makes no sense, because all your life you're expected to be separate from guys and blah blah. But then as soon as you reach like 20 or whatever, you're expected to be married.
Arranged.
It can be arranged, but you do have a choice. If for instance they find a partner for you or whatever, and if you say no, then you don't have to marry that
person. How old is she?
She's gonna be 24, the same age.
Okay. Do you think she's mature enough
to
for this?
Yeah.
So I'm just asking. So you don't think at the moment now she might just be a little. This might be like a fetish to her or something. Might be a bit extreme, but just just playing out the, you know, it's a little fantasy. I don't know, like, dating outside the race. Do you know what I'm saying? Because all of her life, she's been told, like, when you get to this certain age, you're going to be. Because it's not even a fact that, as far as I know, in like the Muslim community or Asian community, when you get married, the door belongs to you now, basically. They basically get separated from the family. They're new family now. You and her, you raise your kids, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I'm saying? She gets married off, innit? So it's the fact that our daughter's getting married to someone that's outside the religion.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So how is he going to look after her? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that. That's why literally, obviously, and it's beneficial for me as well, especially like this year, I know this year, I want to make sure I'm patterning a lot of things. So
you're committed though. You're committed though, man. Yeah, you're proper committed. We'll you're committed.
Like, no. I meant next year. Sorry. No, I meant like academic year. Sorry, like next year. So 2021. So I really like by end of 20. Like by this time next year, we're either gonna be married or
married.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, are you sure? We're gonna be married or at least.
Are you, bro? You sure? Married next year.
Well, you are late.
That durag might be a bit tight on your head, bro. You know what I'm saying? But are you sure?
Not mad at
are you sure?
People don't get married young anymore these days,
yeah, I know people are married at
80. In like 1920s, people go.
I'm not trying to get married until like at least 30.
No, it's not even that though. It's not even that though. You got to get through all of this though first.
Yeah, then, that's what I'm saying. Yes,
do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. If it's not happened by this time next year.
Yeah.
I'm cutting.
You're expecting in a year from her introducing you to the family.
No, but that's how it works.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You don't introduce them to, like, oh, this is my girlfriend. Like, you introduce, like, your potential husband. Like, that's how it is. Like,
when you go, you're like, this is the man I want to marry.
Yeah.
So this time next year,
yeah.
You still haven't met her parents now, to this date, yeah?
No.
You better meet them soon, then.
No, actually, that's why, from next year, that's when things, the plan of me and her parents and everyone's going to be put into motion. So by this time, if, like, nothing's happened,
Do you love her?
Oh, immensely. Like, immensely.
Here's the thing, though. So obviously, you can't. So obviously, as well, no, you can't do it as much. You can't even kiss. You can't fuck. Obviously, those things, right? What else can't you do as well? From your own individual perspective, if you're with her.
No, I'm not talking about intimacy.
I know that, but what could you do in your own?
Done anything?
What with her?
Yeah.
What can't you do when? What he hasn't finished, bro.
No, but what can't you do that in your own time away from her? For example, like what you can't, because obviously she's not allowed to do certain things, and it's like she don't go like, you know, just things that everyone does. You know, she don't go clubbing, obviously.
Oh yeah, no. Oh,
yeah. Well,
I thought you were trying to tell me to line up someone else. Like,
no. I'm asking.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was like, where are you going?
I'm thinking if you're. I'm not telling you what to do. We have to tell you. I'm saying if you're gonna be married, like, say this time next year, right? And you're still gonna be what 25, or so you're still young, well, like, do you not think you could potentially miss out on certain things that you enjoyed doing before if you was on those things that you can't, you know? You
know what I'm saying?
He loves her, bro. He loves her.
In many things that you commit to, there's gonna be sacrifices.
Yeah,
when we went to uni, there were sacrifices.
Yeah.
It's not a sacrifice because of the way I am, just my personality. I'm not that guy that, you know, just out every weekend and
yeah,
trying to bear things. So in terms of that, I'm not missing out on nothing.
Okay.
And I've always been someone that when I'm with a girl, I'm with a girl. I'm comfortable. I'm happy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I
yeah.
Want. So right now, when I'm with her, there's stuff I can do. So if I want to go clubbing or whatever, I can. There's no rules against it. You know what I'm saying? I can essentially do what I want. But obviously, some things I choose not to. So that way, it's like I'm in practice and I'm ready for her. So, for example, like I stopped eating pork and all that stuff. Like, I've done it cold turkey, so it's just easier. Like if
alcohol.
So that was
even alcohol.
That's what I meant. So those things as well. So obviously, that was prior to like being with her, right? You used to eat pork and then drink alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol not as much, but pork definitely.
Yeah. And you see, you have to give up a few. Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
so
all
I had to give that.
Yeah.
Well, she told me I didn't have to, but I chose to. Okay. So obviously, it just makes it easier.
But that's good though that you're doing on your own accord.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, don't be jumped into for the wrong reasons.
No, of course.
I feel like with marriage, you've got to get anything anyway. So I don't feel like.
But
you won't be doing the same things that you was doing when you were young.
Life done, fam. Life sentence, fam. That's what I want to say.
Bro, I used to. I'm not gonna lie, man. I've been thinking recently at some point.
Yeah, his life sentence is with someone. His life sentence is with someone. So you got someone with you. You got someone.
What was you gonna say?
I think less people are getting less people marrying less and less these days.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And I was just thinking at some point, like, is marriage sometimes.
Why do you think that is?
Huh?
Why do you think that is?
Because men are not mugs anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because I think it's like there's elements of like fraud in like certain marriages, dude.
You just wait.
Like, because like, obviously.
Why do you say men are not mugs anymore?
In my view, why would you get
married?
Your phone.
No, carry on.
Yeah, so my view today, why would you get married to a woman, whatever, be so good, yeah?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so reason why I said men are not mugs anymore, I just don't see yourself getting to a a marriage these days with a woman or the opposite sex, and you see how high the divorce rate is right now, things, it depends how you're going into it. Because I don't understand, because there's a lot of benefits for the woman. So if you get a divorce, you know, the court of law always favors a woman. You have a kid with her, you two divorce, the court's always going to favor her and the child. So I can see at the end of the day, the men losing. That's my view.
I suppose
you're thinking more of the negatives rather than the positives.
I'm saying you're right, I am.
See, I do kind of think like that. Like,
but I don't blame you, because like,
you're right.
For some people's situations, like maybe you've grown up seeing certain things. So it's almost like you have no choice but to view things like that. So
yeah,
it's a thing of like relearning and like shaping your mind towards a more positive.
Because I've just seen my immediate families have been divorced or don't get married. Like in my family, like my auntie and uncle, like they have a civil partnership or something like that. They've been together for like 30 years. Mm. Other side, they've been together, not been married, been together for 30. So I'm just like, is the ring just a statement?
Obviously, the marriage, the idea of people being in love, obviously, and signing papers, that's fine, that's common, and being married. But obviously, that's a positive. But the stuff that's coming with it, for example, like you say, after that, it's taking, like, you know, half of this is mine, half of this is your. I'm taking yourself.
That's not always the case with all.
If it came down to you,
have to remember.
That's obviously.
It's not always the case with.
Is there prenups in the UK?
Not all. My parents are married and been married for like 20 years now. Obviously, it's still calm in
it. You know, my fear of it is like, okay, say if we do decide to part our ways here, if we were just not married, we would just part ways.
Yeah, but I think
if you're married, you're into a house, you have to do that anyway.
Your thingy is not with marriage. It's with the legality of it and the paper of it or whatever. Because to get married, you have to get married license.
I think
it wasn't for that, I think.
But would you not get married or?
You probably think, I'll say yeah, that's the thing.
I'm not on it because of anything.
Are you not on it?
Not right now.
I feel like I desire to get married. Mm-hmm. However, in terms of like, am I ready to commit to that yet? I can't say I'm ready to commit to that yet. Yeah. However, like, it doesn't mean that it's going to stop me from looking for someone. It's not going to stop me from like, you know, wanting a girlfriend and things like that. Because it first takes that stage first. Close friendship, then girlfriend, then like you're now thinking, okay, do I want to do this? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But right now, I'll say that I'm not really in the mindset of committing. It might change, like, when I have a girlfriend, I might be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm really on this.
My mentality, I'm 22 now. Like, that's what I'm saying, When I'm 32, it might be completely different story.
Do you think you're going to get married in your 20s? So, could you not be like, because I think of it as someone about to get married today, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't see it.
For me, I feel like you were saying, you're scared of the legality of it. Like, if you break up, you have to split everything in half. But I feel like that's the risk you just have to take. Because I think like you in it, so I'm just like, I'm at least half my shit here. That's a risk. You can't then go into marriage and think like, you've got to go into it for the right reason, so you can't think you're going to break up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And that's why I was trying to tell you that you should think about it more positively. Because if you just think about the negative, that's all you're going to be thinking about when you're even before you get married. You're just going to be thinking, it's not going to be long. 100%. I'm not going to commit to this and things like that. Do you get what I mean? And I feel like that's what many of our fears are, like committing to it. And like I said, some people have grown up seeing certain things, so like subconsciously your mindset is like, rah, like I'm not really on this. Oh, this might happen. But I've been learning yet to like shape my mind.
Like my house as well, me and my family's not really religious like that, not Christian, nothing like that. So it's not really opposing me. So I don't see your point.
Mm. But like you said, you're with someone now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, fuck. I hope she don't watch this one.
do you see it as like, okay, how long have you been together, by the way? Sorry.
About 7-8 months.
Okay, cool. So maybe after a year, that's when you'd be thinking, okay, do I want to be with her longer or anything like that? Do you get what I mean? For some people, like, they're fully just happy not getting married, just being with someone, living with them, etc., etc. For others, it's like, I'm getting into this because I want to get married. Do you get what I mean? So where do you see yourself based on that?
It's not going to happen.
What about her? Like, have you had the discussion with her? Because I feel like, okay, in terms of like compatibility,
I'm gonna get married next couple years now.
So we've had this conversation. She's more upset. Like, oh, okay. If you think like that, fine. But you should. What she say again? You should want to do it just because I want to do it. Like, compromise or whatever.
That's the wrong reason to get married.
I feel
you
like
can't compromise on
I feel like the word compromise based on that is dangerous. You both need to want to do it because you want to do it. Let me compromise and subdue those feelings and get married because you want to get married.
Something
for me that's like you need to both want it.
When it comes to marriage, that's not a joke. You can't just say compromise because you know what I mean.
She's gonna grill me. She watches it.
Your girl's pregnant and they're having the kid.
Yeah, but that's different.
She's saying it more like, oh, you should do it because, like, for me basically, that I would want. Fucking hell, man. She's gonna kill me, but I don't wanna misquote what she said in it. Basically, she wants to get married. I don't wanna get married, but my point of view is
try and meet her.
There's no halfway
between marriages.
Yeah. It's still a partnership.
Yeah. So that's why I said maybe after a year, that's when am I willing to.
It's like what you said though, where I think of the negative sides and all that, but like I said, I'm 22 right now, I'm quite young.
Yeah.
My mentality might change in 5 years, time or anything like that. I might be in a better situation. So, but I know for sure I want to be with her in the long term.
Yeah,
I said that from the beginning.
Cause like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not even just like the mindset sometimes. Sometimes you're like, what restricts people from wanting to get married is like, they look at their current situation, okay, financially I'm not there. If you was to give someone £1 million tomorrow, like, in terms of like, let's say I was to say
wait,
to
you... Wait,
you
want me to share it with my
no,
girl?
Wait, hold on, let me land,
I want a million.
Wait, let me land, bro.
What?
Let's say, I was to ask you right now, what age do you want to get married? Let's just say, you said 26. If I was to give you £1 million today, that 26 could change to 25 or even less because of money. Now I'm saying for some people, that's the restriction. Like, it's like, I don't have funds right now, so marriage is nowhere in my mind. Whereas if they was to have more money now, it's like, I want to get married earlier because I want to have kids earlier. Like, you'll hear many people saying, what age do you want to get married? I want to get married so-and-so. Let's say they said 24. You get to 24, you see the realities of 24, it's like, I wanted to get married at this age, and it's not the reality. So, things kind of change, you got me?
You know what? Maybe there actually is no... You know, I think a lot of us, we get caught up in this ideal of there's like a particular... Sometimes it's a random number, like, 28, 33, 36... 22, you know what I mean? It's about the right time. There's no age. There's no specific number.
I've been learning not to do that too much for everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'll be honest. When I was younger, I was saying, I want to be driving by 22. I'm 24 now. Am I driving? No. When you get to certain ages, you see the realities of that age. Yeah. Like, circumstances change. Like, things that you thought would happen, 100%. Like, it's not the realities. It's not like, this is what I wanted. It didn't happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, loads of things happen. Like, and I remember, like, being younger, like, they always say things like, once you get to a certain age, like, you'll see how life is and things like that. And, like, you see it now, do you get what I mean? And you have to adapt and, train your mind to be more positive and say, you know what, I didn't get certain things at so-and-so age, but I'm still pushing to get those things, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Everyone's on their own clock in that sense. Like, you don't need to be like, you might be ready next year, innit? But I'm not going to be ready, I don't know when.
But you said you're not on this marriage,
like, marriage, like, for me, like, right now, like...
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, bro, maybe at 30, but... Yeah, but like, say for at 30, you found the right girl, and she wants to get married. Could you ever see yourself getting married?